Hello and welcome again to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your happy host. Very happy today. Tell you why in a second, but I want to let you know it's Wednesday and that means open forum. Well, it usually doesn't mean open forum. We usually do other things on Wednesday, but today, bonus open forum, both hours. Two of the best apologists in the world will be here. First hour, Tim Staples. Second hour, Jimmy Akin will be here, and I'll tell you why I'm happy. What a wonderful first day of our pledge drive yesterday. We'll only bother you for just a portion of today's show to let you know about how the pledge drive is going. But yesterday we had two matches, as far as I know, from the same donor, $15,000 first hour, $15,000 second hour, met them both. So yes, thank you very, very much. Because Tim, as you were saying yesterday, a little bit of a fall slump for us, a little bit of a surprise, some financial challenges this fall.
Yes.
So we really needed to do well this drive, which I'm sure is part of why people we have these large matching sums. Really good news for right now, too, Tim.
Yeah. You know what? I need to mention, too, because back in the summer, I said, you know, this is our summertime, and we're always nervous in the summer because we have a slump. And I want folks to know I was not being dishonest
then.
Yeah. That's the normal course. And so after the drive and when the numbers came in for the summer, we were elated here at Catholic Answers because it's like the first time in history.
Yeah, we're in good shape at the end of summer.
That's right. And then so, bam, fall comes and we have the slump. And so, wow. So we need some help.
We do indeed. But the good news for this hour, another matching pledge. If we can raise in this hour, drum roll, Nick.
Yes.
That's what we call a silent drum roll. Sorry, Nick. I didn't mean to panic you. He's a drum roll with his mouth. $15,000 again.
Oh,
another $15,000 donor came through for us this hour. So if we can match that $15,000, the way you do that is you call and you make a pledge, a monthly pledge or a one-time pledge. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also do it safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The number 888-291-8000, and every single line is open right now. I'll tell you who's manning those lines. It's the staff here at Catholic Answers. They all take these 2 hours away from their other tasks. They sit down and they just answer phones, and they want to talk to you. 888-291-8000.
And you know what, folks? It's always the hardest to get folks to make that first call. So, folks, we need you right now.
There it is.
The first call just came in at 888-291-8000. And remember, as we said yesterday, I want to emphasize this today. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Sometimes those phone lines, although not enough times, sometimes they fill up.
Right.
But if it's convenient for you, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, you can go there. It's a real easy format to give there, and it goes to the same kitty, and it's your gift is going to be doubled because we have that $15,000 match right now. So, folks, we need you right now to go to 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we need your help because, my friends, we cannot allow $15,000 to go by the wayside if we do not make this match. And, folks, we need to reach out with the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. Our world, our nation has never been in more need than we are right now for the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please, folks, we need your help. We're here. We mentioned this yesterday, Cy. We're here 24/7 via our internet, our website. We are here 24/7. I will guarantee you we are here to help you, to bring you Catholic answers. Right now, though, we need your help. And we need you to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I'll tell you what we need. We need monthly donors. We need folks that are willing to say, you know what, I'm going to give $25 a month. If you've been blessed by Catholic Answers Live, folks, now is the time to pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. Make that $25 a month gift. That means everything to us. And this becomes what? $600.
That's
300.
Math.
That's right. That's math. 300.
Yeah.
And it's
plus the match. Right.
Becomes $600 right now. That one-time gift. Most of you listening, can do that easily. That one-time gift of $50 becomes $100. That one-time gift of $500 becomes $1,000, folks. So right now, I see we've only got a few folks that have cracked through the ice here at the beginning. Come on, be the next one at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your donation or pledge. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the place to go online.
How about to ask questions?
To ask questions, however, and I want to put this one in parentheses so we don't get any confusion. If you want to call directly into the studio and ask Tim Staples a question about the Catholic faith, any question about the Catholic faith from anyone is welcome. That number is a different number. That is this, 888-318-7884. That gets you right in here for open forum, or if you prefer the spelled version, 888-31-TRUTH. 888-318-7884. We are not going to spend the whole hour fundraising. We come to you four times a year. Each time we come, only 6 hours are devoted to it, and each of those hours, only a portion of the hour is devoted to fundraising, and you come through for us, and so we're able to keep doing it that way, and we need you to come through now. Look at that, Tim. More than half the line's full now. Thank you so much for those who got us started. $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match today, 888-291-8000. Before we do go to the phones, Tim, I want to let people know what Darren, our producer, arranges with publishers, and this time the publisher is Sophia Institute Press, to make gifts available to those who can sponsor us with a monthly pledge. If you can sponsor us at the level of $20 per month or higher, and if you can do 40 or what you said, $25 a month is $600 to us.
That's right, so because it's 300 times two.
Now, see, this is math I can do. So that means $50 a month is
$600 times two becomes
$1,200.
Isn't that something? Yeah. So $600 becomes $1,200. So that $50 a month pledge becomes $1,200.
And so let's say you can make that monthly pledge of $20 or more. We want to send you two beautiful books from Sophia Institute Press, and they do beautiful books.
Oh, my goodness.
The first one is The Cries of Jesus from the Cross. Oh, it's an anthology from Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, one of the great communicators of the faith.
Yes.
Such a faithful son of the church.
Can I see that book?
There you go. I'm going to need that back, though, Tim Staples.
I know. I love reading Archbishop Fulton Sheen. I mentioned to you yesterday, I'm rereading Life of Christ right now, and it's just – it's so glorious. It's like with Fulton Sheen, there are some authors where it's futile to mark in yellow or underline because you end up underlining the whole book, and that's Archbishop Fulton Sheen. What a glorious book.
Well, also from Sophia Institute Press, and again, this is if you can make a monthly pledge of $20 or more, and we really hope you will. That means so much to us when you do, and every dollar of it will be doubled immediately once that pledge is made. Another book from Sophia Institute Press that we will also send, in addition to the Fulton Sheen anthology, Catholic Traditions and Treasures, an illustrated encyclopedia by Dr. Helen Hoffner. We want you to have them both, and we'd love it if... I'll tell you what, one more thing. I am going to get to these phone lines now because there's people waiting. But I want to just say this one more thing before we do. If you've never given to Catholic Answers Live, we're making a special appeal to you now because we average 13 donors per radio tower that we're heard on. 13 donors per radio hour, per radio tower. Make it 14. You might say to yourself, well, I don't have that much to give. Or you might say to yourself, I have so much to give. But whichever thing is, if you become that 14th donor, it makes such a difference. Think of you're part of a group right now it's a baker's dozen. So you're become a baker's dozen plus one that of in your whole area that is supporting us. That is what keeps us on the air. 888-291-8000 is the number. Please call now. There are four or five lines open. 888-291-8000. We go now to Aaron in Richardson, Texas for our first question of the day. Aaron, your question for Tim.
Hi.
Yes. Welcome.
Thanks. So my question is, what actions are forbidden by the church by its teaching on usury?
Ah, good.
So, are we allowed to have credit cards or accept gifts from people who work at banks?
Right. Excellent question, Aaron. Thank you for calling. As you know, in the history of the church, usury was generally condemned by the church. But this was before the advent of capitalism. And so our understanding of what usury is has been modified because let's back up in time. Why would the church condemn the idea of usury? Well, because in the ancient world, money itself was generally speaking of a fixed value.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no concept in the ancient world of money itself becoming a commodity.
Yes.
That would be exchanged on a stock market. And literally, the value of your money can change from day to day. That was unheard of. And so, you know, with the advent of capitalist systems and whatnot, loaning money took on a whole new meaning because the loaner of the money is putting himself out because he could, rather than loan you the money, he could put that money into stocks and such and earn an almost certain increase. But of course, now when you loan money, that's a whole different business. You can charge interest for that. That may have one time been referred to as usury, but no, because there's a risk to the loaner, it takes on new proportions. In fact, it's virtually certain you're going to lose money if you loan it to somebody and they can't pay you back. You're losing money in that proposition because you could have gone to the stock exchange and so forth and earned. So the bottom line is, because money itself has become a commodity, what the church modified her teachings so that usury becomes not just charging interest on money, but it becomes charging exorbitant interest rates. And that's where the church... Now, the church doesn't generally micromanage in that regard. The church lays out principles. We as Catholics should, you know, use our common sense and apply the teachings of the church in particular situations. Now, we have situations, to get specifically your question, Aaron, you have situations where you have credit cards charging, you know, 29% interest, you know, if you're late on your payments, which is, in my book, bro, that's usury.
Yeah, you've gone too far.
You've gone too far. You're charging exorbitant. But some folks ask the question, as Aaron did, well, then is it wrong for me to have that credit card? And the answer is no. The church has not said we can't own those credit cards. Of course, we need to be responsible and pay on time so that we don't get zapped by those 29% or even more interest rates. And I do believe we as Catholics should let our voices be heard in the marketplace and call it for what it is, usury.
Yeah.
This stuff is out of control. You don't hear a lot of that, but
right.
but we need to. But you're remote enough, you know, when we talk about formal cooperation and sin and material cooperation, we are remote enough materially in our cooperation that there's no sin if we own that credit card. But that doesn't mean that we still shouldn't let our voices be heard about usurious rates of interest. But at any rate, Aaron, I feel like a superficial, but the best we can do in a few minutes.
All right, Aaron, and I'm going to say thank you very much for that call. I hope it was helpful. I will let you know that right now, I guess there's probably 15 people answering phones, and it looks like four of them are busy. And
we need your help,
folks. We need your help. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. There are only a few hours left in this pledge drive. Well, really about 3 3/4 hours left.
And you know what, Cy? You know, you think about the questions that we get. One caller asks about usury. We get calls about history, about philosophy, yeah, about theology. We get calls from people of all different world religions. We have helped people, you know, to the Catholic faith from you name it.
Yeah.
Whether it's
right.
Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, to all manner of the different Protestant sects and beyond. We have helped them between the collective here, all of them. There's not a lot of places you can go where that is true, but it is true here at Catholic Answers. On a daily basis, we get testimonies of people whose lives have been changed. Why? Because we gave them Catholic Answers. Sometimes, folks, they happen upon the radio. I can give you examples. They happen upon the radio yeah. show, didn't even know that Catholic radio existed, and they start listening, they get addicted, start buying our stuff, and today they are Catholic. Folks, I believe this is worth supporting.
I do too, Tim.
And we need you right now to do just that. Because, you know, all of the testimonies we can talk about, Cy, and there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of them, none of them happen without folks like you that are watching, that are listening right now, picking up that phone and calling 888-291-8000 or going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and giving that gift, whatever it is, $50 one time, $50 a month, $100 a month. And I just got to believe, folks, we have somebody out there right now that can give us $10,000, that can give us that.
Yes.
Yesterday, we had a $5,000
right. Somebody just
gift.
Called and
folks,
made a gift.
Be that one that's going to give that $10,000 gift so that Tim Staples' blood pressure doesn't go through the roof like yesterday. Because remember, we were like 4 minutes away from the end and we weren't there yet.
I'm going to make your blood pressure go up a little bit, Tim. Because
we're not having it right now.
We're not at one-tenth of having used up the match yet.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're 17 minutes
See,
into the hour.
Now so I'm nervous.
I'm sorry to make you nervous, but we need your help. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. If you can make a one-time pledge of $5, $10. Maybe you can do $50 or $100 or $150. Maybe you're one of those people that is especially blessed and you could do $1,000 or $2,000. Now is the time to pick up that phone because every dollar is being matched by a donor dollar for dollar up to $15,000. And we have most of that left to use up this hour. Mm-hmm. And also, as Tim said at the beginning, we have it's been a little odd this fall. Our funding is down. And we felt really good a few months ago and suddenly we're not in a panic or anything. God always comes through and man, do our listeners come through. But we just want to tell you the truth about where we are. And those are the facts. So if you could pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, if you can make a monthly pledge, that would be wonderful. If you can make a one-time pledge, that would be wonderful. I saw a note from a guy yesterday, Tim. He made a pledge of, I don't remember the amount. I think it was $25 and said his work is very uneven in the winter. And so he wasn't sure, but he was going to continue pledging in the winter. And I thought, what a noble person.
Wow,
I mean,
blessing.
You know, he's and it's all doubled, you know, because we have these matches. But that means a lot. It means a whole lot. And we love to hear your stories, too. So share those with the folks on the phone. But virtually every line open right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
And remember, folks, we want to hear your questions, too. We're not just all about fundraising here today. You can call if you have a question at 888-318-7884. That's 888-31-TRUTH. Again, 888-318-7884. Remember, that's for the questions. Those of you who want to ask a question on the air, we'll play Stump Tim Staples here at 888-318-7884. But folks, we've got a whole lot of open lines. We need some donors at 888-291-8000. One more time, 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well.
Folks are standing by to take your calls, and those folks are all of our colleagues here, from our president to the other apologists, to people who work in sales and marketing and shipping, and everybody's ready to take your call. So please dial 888-291-8000. Sydney is up next. Sydney is in New Orleans, listening to EWTN on channel 130, Sirius Satellite Radio. Sydney, thank you for your call. Your question for Tim.
Hi, I was wondering if y'all could talk about Catholic engagement. I recently had to end my engagement, sadly, and I feel like, I don't know if I need to confess that. It's such a big commitment that I had to break, and I don't know if y'all have any advice for me.
Yeah, that's a great question, Sydney, and the answer is no, that is not matter for confession. On the objective level here, of course, in particular situations, you can do something that's worthy of confession if you lie or you do something else. But no, as far as engagement itself goes, engagement, that concept is a relatively new concept, you know, in the Christian world, the idea of being engaged. If you go back into the ancient world of the first century, let's say, you didn't have engagement. It didn't exist. You had the espousal, which is kind of akin to a ratified union. You know, on my wedding day with my wife, Valerie, August 26th of 2000, the greatest day in the history of the planet. Maybe that's a little hyperbolic, but for me it was.
No, I've met Valerie. I don't think that's hyperbolic at all.
But when we exchanged vows, we were married. We had a ratified union. Now, it wasn't consummated yet. That happened later. Right. Well, the espousal that we read about in the Old Testament and in the New Testament is akin to a ratified union. This is why, by the way, Sydney, a little Catholic trivia that's not trivial. That is, when Mary and Joseph are presented in Scripture as espoused, right? That meant, some modern translations will actually say engaged, but they weren't engaged. They were espoused. That would be akin to having a ratified union. That's why, by the way, when Joseph finds out she's pregnant in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 and following, he says, I will divorce her privately. Now, why would he divorce if they were only engaged? Yeah. Well, because they weren't engaged. They were espoused, which again was akin to a ratified union. So in our modern era, engagement is something, you know, pretty new. That's where you begin to court someone and you're thinking about marrying them. There's no binding commitment there whatsoever. And so, like in your situation, Sydney, you can break that off. In fact, there are a lot of times, Sydney, where people proceed to marriage that should not, because they think, oh, I'm engaged now.
Yeah.
And they see that this person is not for them. Maybe they were even unfaithful to them during the engagement. And they say, but we've been engaged now for 2 years, so I've got to marry him. I hear these stories, Si,
really, yeah.
where it yeah. happens and they feel like they're obliged. Well, because I'm engaged, I've already made this commitment. No, not until you walk that aisle and sign on the dotted line. At that point, where you're talking about a ratified union, that's a different animal. But thanks for your question, Sydney, because that is important. Some folks do proceed to marriage who should not.
Right.
Because they know they're not ready or their spouse is not ready, and yet they do anyway because they don't understand the answer to that question.
Sydney, thank you so much. That's just the kind of thing we do here at Catholic Answers. As a matter of fact, the name says it all. All we try to do is answer questions the way the Catholic Church answers them. If the Church does not know, we say the Church does not know. If the Church does not have a teaching in that area, we try to say that. But if the Church has teachings that can be helpful, and there are many, many of them,
Amen.
We try to share those. And often I have found, Tim, that one of the things that we do in just answering a simple question, whether it's you or Jimmy or any of the other guys, is that somebody will have a great sense of relief. Like maybe Sydney does. I don't know, but I have a great. Oh, I didn't know that they think they have done something sinful and they have not.
Yeah, we have testimony after testimony of folks who say, "Oh my goodness!" I mentioned yesterday a fellow who had a question for 30+ years, and I remember answering, and he's, "Oh my goodness, I had this question for 30 years, and you just answered it." And you talk about relief, or we have situations where people aren't comforted at all.
Oh, that's the other one, right?
But you know, some are thanks be to God, and some are, oh no.
Yes.
And we've had hundreds and hundreds, thousands, I could say, of testimonies of that where, you know, be they a person of another religion or a Catholic who's away from the sacraments, and they hear this and they go, oh no, I am in trouble. You know what? I don't know who first coined this phrase, Si, but I love it. God came, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, came 2,000 years ago to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. You know, and so there are times when we comfort the afflicted, praise be to God, and there are some times when we afflict the comfortable, and praise be to God for both of those, because we take hard stands here at Catholic Answers, because we stand up for the Catholic teaching, whether they're popular or popular, in season or out of season, and that includes the moral law. Yes, homosexual acts are always in every situation. There are no exceptions, gravely contrary to nature, and therefore the God of nature as well. And the same goes for contraception and euthanasia and embryonic stem cell research and human cloning. And we could go down the list now, religious liberty and transgenderism and the mutilation of human beings as a result of this incredible evil now that's being foisted on our young people, that you can, you know, reject biology now and change your gender. I mean, these are just a few issues where we take hard stance. And now theologically, whether it's justification and the truth about justification involving our human cooperation with the grace of God, or sacraments, or, you know, the papacy, the supremacy of the Pope, and all sorts of things, folks, you're going to get Catholic Answers here at Catholic Answers. But you know what, folks, we're not going to be able to do that if you don't call us at 888-291-8000. We have way too many open lines here. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you so that we can continue to proclaim the gospel.
And when you're speaking, something occurred to me that I hope people will consider. There's a lot of people who won't donate to us because we have offended them with the truth.
Amen.
And that's why we need you, is that we're not for everybody. I mean, the Catholic Church is for everybody. The truth is for everybody. But there are lots of people who have said, no, that's it. I'm done. I'm not giving to you because you said this or that. And it's things that are important that people hear. And if you're interested in keeping the truth on the air, well, there are a few outlets that are still willing to do it. And I hope and pray that we will stay one of those outlets that's still willing to do it. We need your help right now, though. $15,000, dollar-for-dollar match. Use it up for us, please. 888-291-8000. Dial 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host. We are in the midst of a lot of excitement here. Everybody's at the phones, at the ready to take your call. There still remain lines open. Our number 888-291-8000 to get through to one of the staff members here at Catholic Answers. And it's pledge drive, and we are almost halfway through this pledge drive. And we have right now, until the top of the hour, a $15,000 match. The guy who arranges those matches, or at least takes the calls when people offer them, is our president, Chris Check. Hello, Chris Check.
Hey, listen, I'm really glad to be here. Sai, Tim, you guys are doing a great job. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. My friends, we are behind.
Yes, we are.
We're behind on our match, and we're actually behind for our objectives for our current year.
Yes.
We have big plans here at Catholic Answers. We're growing the School of Apologetics that you've heard about. We've got a brand new launch of Catholic.com that's going to be easier to use coming out in January. All these things cost money to do. They cost human person time.
Yeah.
And we can't do it without you, my friends. And the church right now, let's be very blunt, is in a state of confusion. Amen. And turmoil. Like we have not seen in our lives.
No, that's true.
And Catholic Answers thanks be to God, this has nothing to do with me, but with you, Cy, and Tim, and Jimmy, and Carlo, and Trent, and Darren, who brings in all these great guests, Catholic Answers is a voice of clarity in a difficult time.
Amen.
And a time that's going to be difficult for a while. And we need your continued support.
Amen.
Because there are people, Cy, there are people, Tim, as you know, who are, they're throwing in the towel.
Yes.
They're saying, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Right. I'm through with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Or there were people who were coming into the church and they're saying, what the heck?
Yeah.
Forget this.
I didn't sign up for this.
No.
Right.
No. But here we have a voice of clarity. We cannot continue to produce this show.
Yeah.
We cannot continue to do all the good work that Catholic Answers does. The press, the magazine, Catholic.com, every time Tim Staples goes on the road and fills up an auditorium full of people on fire for the Holy Spirit. We can't do it without your support.
No.
So 888-291-8000. And my friends, a match. We get these matches. We've got very generous.
What a blessing.
Large givers.
Yeah.
And it's my pleasure to line up those kids. I'm happy to do that, Cy.
I have to tell you, though, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chris, but yesterday...
But I've been talking for too long.
No.
Okay. I get it. It's okay,
I forget things very quickly, Chris. I got to get them out before I forget. Yesterday, we met the match first hour, but a big part of that was one donor gave us $5,000 to help,
right.
And I wonder what you think of that.
Well, that makes me very happy.
Because we're not even close to meeting our match right now, Chris.
I'm kind of saying we need somebody else.
No, we have a $15,000 match for this hour, and we're about $11,000 away from that, my friends, and we've got about 30 minutes to do it. So here's the thing. If you're capable of writing that 4 or 5 figure check, if you want to dig deeper into how Catholic Answers works, how we spend our money, to see our financial reports, to see our strategic plan, if you've got questions about what an efficient operation this is, I'm happy. Say, I'd like to talk to Chris Jack. I'm happy to answer those questions. This is a building full, Cy and Tim, as you know, of dedicated, hardworking people who put in more than a full day every day praying and working to spread the gospel, the fullness of the truth. And we need your support. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. My friends, please, please help us meet this match.
888-291-8000. I can see a few lines open. Thank you so much for filling up very many of the lines, but I think 4. Is that what you see, Tim? 4 lines open right now.
I see 4 open.
Let's fill them up. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. $15,000. If we can raise the 15, we get the 15.
And you know what, Cy?
Yeah.
We need folks who have given that $25 a month, and you know you can double it. And it... Go to $50 a month.
Amen.
I guarantee you, we've got a lot of folks out there. Right? Maybe you've been given $25 a month for quite a while. You can double that. Go to $50. We need those monthly donors, don't we, Cy?
We do indeed.
But I'll tell you what, we need some new folks. I guarantee you there are folks listening right now. You've been listening. You've been blessed by Catholic Answers. You know you love this radio broadcast. You don't miss it, but you haven't given yet. I'm just going to toss a little Catholic guilt your way.
Amen. How about a lot of Catholic guilt?
Yeah,
Tim,
most
of the people who listen to Catholic Answers Live are not givers.
Absolutely.
When we do the math, we figure out there's about 10 to 15 givers per radio tower.
13.
We know exactly.
We 13. We figured it out. Right.
Yes.
That's actually pathetic.
It is.
Now you're hurting my feelings.
It's not your fault, Cy. But I mean, so we know that there are many more people benefiting from the show who are not supporting it.
Right, right. We need that support.
So my friends, don't let those 13 people do the heavy lifting.
Amen.
Tim Staples is in here doing the heavy lifting. He's got his Bible right here. It's a big one. He's lifting it. He's memorized all these catechism passages, all these scripture passages. Cy, the best host ever in the history of radio ever, right here in this studio. These men cannot do this work without your support.
Amen.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Help us meet this match.
And if you are one of those people that can make a 5, 10, maybe, there are people 50? That can make 15, 50,000.
Are there? Of course there are.
Okay, so somebody can make a $50,000. Just pick up the phone, call 888-291-8000. You can talk to Chris. Yep. He'll, if you got $5
or
to
you
donate,
don't have to. Yeah.
He's going to pick up the phone. Right. If you need to see, as Chris said, you want to know about the finances, you can call him. You can call me. I'll explain the finances to you. That'll be fun for everybody. 888-291-8000 is the number. We got to do our regular job. Thank you, Chris.
Catholic
Jack,
Answers
much.
Radio. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we weren't going to answer any more questions until we met the match.
No, we're going to do what we do. Catholic right. Answers. Right. There we go.
888-291-8000.
And
God
trust
bless you.
In the Lord. Thank you very much. Okay. Claudio in Newington, Connecticut, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Thank you for downloading the app onto your phone. Claudio, your question for Tim.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
First doing great. Yes.
Oh, first to have you.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you. Quick question here.
Mm-hmm.
It is regarding taking communion.
Yes.
I've been married for almost 20 years, not through the church, civil marriage.
Are you Catholic, by the way?
I'm Credo Catholic and raising my family as Catholic.
Okay.
So, question is, what's this? Basically, the question is, I also go regularly to confession, and I take advantage of that, of the grace that God gives me through the confession. Taking communion, would I be able to take communion without? Basically, the blessing of the marriage through the church.
Yes, objectively speaking, no, Claudio. In fact, if you are a Catholic and you are married outside of the church, now, Claudio, when you got married outside of the church, you did not get permission, a dispensation to be so married. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. Well, as Catholics, we are bound by the code of canon law, or what we call canonical form, the canonical form of marriage. So objectively speaking, no. In fact, you should, when you go to your parish and go to confession, let the priest know, let your pastor know that you are married outside of the church, because really you can't receive any sacrament in the church. Now, of course, if someone is not baptized and they want to become Catholic, even in that situation, if you're living in an objectively sinful state, even in that situation, I mean, we need to repent even before we are baptized. So no, objectively speaking, no, Claudio. I would encourage you to go see your pastor. Now, of course, with the advent of Amoris Laetitia, the recent apostolic exhortation, there are extreme cases irregular cases where there is a possibility, but that's something that we don't talk about on the air when it comes to particular cases, because that's far above our pay grade here at Catholic Answers. So we stick to what is the norm in the Catholic Church is no, you should not be going to communion. And so that's why we would direct you to talk to your pastor, your confessor, just to let them know your situation. Does that help, Claudio?
Yes, a lot. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, Claudio. We appreciate that. Call 888-291-8000. Well, is the number to give. Actually, the number to call with a question if you have a question is 888-31-TRUTH, just as it is every day. But we have this special number set up for this pledge drive, 888-291-8000. We're doing better. Folks, we really appreciate it. Things have picked up a bit in the last few minutes when we share with you our need. We still Amen. Could really use some of those $500,000 donations to help us use up all goodness. This match by the top of the hour. Let me just remind you what the gifts are that we have that Darren has arranged for from these publishers. If you can make a pledge of $20 per month, A pledge of $20 per month is $240 over the course of the year. That entire $240 will be matched immediately. So your pledge is worth to us $480. If you can make a pledge of $20 a month or more, we're going to send you Catholic Traditions and Treasures, an illustrated encyclopedia by Dr. Helen Hoffner. And we're going to send you The Cries of Jesus from the Cross, an anthology of writing from Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Both of those are from the wonderful people over at Sophia Institute Press. If you're one of those people who can make a $500 donation, a $1,000 donation, maybe a $2,000 donation, and you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, we're going to give you both of those books, but we're able to add in one of the sets from the Lectio series from the Augustine Institute, one of the finest Catholic institutes in the world now. And this is from Tim Gray, a Bible scholar, Tim Gray. He does an exposition on the Gospel of Mark called Faith, Not Fear. It's got a DVD set with five DVDs. It comes with a study guide. You will really know the Gospel of Mark once you've gone through this with Dr. Gray.
Oh, yeah.
If you're able to make a donation right now of $500, maybe you could do more than $500. Maybe you're a $750 or a $1,000. As we said yesterday, a gentleman called with a $5,000 gift that means so much because that really helps us to eat up the distance between here and meeting our pledge goal this hour. 888-291-8000. We have to take a quick break.
Yes.
Tim, we'll be right back. While we're on that break, go ahead and dial.
Please dial
291-8000.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
We can do it. I can feel it now. I actually was a little bit nervous before Chris Chek came in here, but I can feel it now. We're getting to the momentum has shifted. I have to put it that way. The momentum has shifted. Praise God. And thank you all so much, our listeners. All we want to do is answer questions about the Catholic faith. We have found that just answering questions about the Catholic faith is enough. It transforms lives, thousands and thousands of lives over the nearly 21-year history of this program. It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit who does it. It's God who is truth. But
Amen.
Man, he arranges for people to find us in the strangest ways. You know, like they get the car back from the guy at the car wash and and it's on our station and life has changed. Really,
yes.
We hear stories like that all the time.
Amen.
Our culture is doing everything it can to crush Christianity.
Can
now,
I tell you
now
something?
That's very dramatic. But we got to do something to inflate this balloon, not let it get crushed.
Whenever I'm on the road and I rent a car, I always find the local Catholic station and I leave it on that station.
We need to be sneaky,
yeah.
Don't we?
As
what is the thing as clever as what? Serpents?
Wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Yes, right.
We're not very good at the wise as serpents part, but we need to be. But you know what, guys? Can I just say thank you?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to say thank you for everyone who called yesterday and came through like you did. It was awesome to watch because we were really nervous.
Yeah.
Remember, somebody put up on the screen, we had like 7 minutes left, I think.
And we weren't close.
And somebody came through. Man, I'm telling you, we love our listeners. But folks, we're just a little over 50% there, and we've got like, 20 minutes left. So folks, we do really need your help. Please pick up that phone. You know, folks, I know there are some folks here, as Chris Chek said, who you know you should have called and should have done it last drive and the drive before that. But now's the time, folks. Pick up that phone at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we go now to Matthew in Fargo, North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. And every time Tim is in North Dakota, he sets the dial to Real Presence Radio and leaves it there.
Amen.
Matthew, your question for Tim.
Hi,
Matthew.
Appreciate the show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I had a discussion with my Protestant father. We were talking about baptism.
Yes.
And discussing about its salvific effect. you know, baptism now saves you.
Yes.
We, the scriptures say.
1 Peter 3:21. Amen, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, as a Protestant, he views it more as an ordinance or
yes.
a way to express the faith inside
right.
or the regeneration that has already occurred.
Exactly.
And he got to talking about circumcision in the Old Testament
yes.
And relating that to New Testament baptism.
Right.
And so my question is, how if it's different, is yes. a person being saved in the Old Testament different in the New Testament?
Yes.
And maybe relate that, if possible, to baptismal regeneration.
Yes, outstanding question, Matthew. And here's the key. You know, when you get into circumcision and the Old Testament ordinances, there are different theories, even among fathers and doctors of the church, as to their efficacy. The church does not give us anything definitive on that. But I always like to go to the New Testament. When the New Testament speaks of things like the Sabbaths, whether it's the weekly Sabbath or the monthly Sabbaths or the new moon, as it's called in Colossians 2:16, or the yearly festivals, and then, you know, these are referred to as shadows compared to their New Testament fulfillment, which is Christ. We see that in Colossians 2:16. When it comes to circumcision and the temple and the sacrifices, we see that same word in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. They are shadows, skia in Greek, compared to their new covenant fulfillment. What the church teaches definitively is that all of those Old Testament, whether they're ordinances, rites, the temple itself, the priesthood, they are mere shadows. They are ineffectual, cannot bring salvation. Circumcision cannot save you. Neither can all of those sacrifices and such. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, the inspired author says, not only can those sins not take, or those sacrifices not take away sins, it says they were there as a reminder of your sins. Wow. You know, what a bummer.
Yeah.
You know,
thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, a reminder. But why is that? And this is to get to your question, Matthew, because all of it looks forward to the coming of the Messiah in Ezekiel chapter 36, the new covenant, Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34, a new covenant. I will pour clean water upon you and take away your sins. All of these, whether it's Ezekiel 36, 24 and 25, Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34, which is quoted in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. Say that real fast. All of these are fulfilled in Jesus Christ and in the new covenant. Now, how were they saved in the Old Testament? Well, if you go to Romans chapter 4, which is talking about saving faith, justifying faith, Abraham and David are used as two paradigms of justification by faith. But how were they justified? By looking forward to the Messiah, which is to come. Their faith was, in that sense, in the Christ, mm-hmm. Christos, the anointed one, who was to come. Now, because Christ had not come, they did not receive the sacraments that Jesus Christ would institute in the New Testament that would be the instruments whereby that saving grace that Jesus purchased for us would be actually applied in their lives. This is why, my friend, as you know, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, we know that when Jesus died, he went down into Sheol, the holding place, or phulake, as Peter calls it there in 1 Peter 3:19, the prison, the holding place, and proclaim the truth to those righteous souls that were there waiting for the coming of the Messiah, because they could not go to heaven until Jesus Christ came. There's the difference. Because we have Jesus Christ actually incarnate, has instituted the church, given us those sacraments, which are the ordinary means of our justification, we can experience what the old covenant people of God could not. And that is that sanctifying grace that comes through the sacraments alone. So there's the key difference. We're all saved, you know, by grace through faith in the Messiah. They looking forward, we looking back. But of course, the difference is, again, the sacraments that have been instituted in and through Jesus Christ. It's a great question. A lot more we could unpack there, Matthew, but that'll get you started. And I'll tell you what, folks,
These are the kinds of answers that people need around the globe to understand the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we have, my friends, that all the Old Testament saints were looking forward to, and we have experientially through the sacraments. And that, now to just connect that to baptism, as Matthew said, baptism is the fulfillment of circumcision. According to Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, for example, St. Paul says baptism is the circumcision of Christ, which doesn't just remove, you know, flesh from a particular area on the male body.
I don't like to think about it.
But it takes away sins and incorporates us into Jesus Christ. And that's why we see St. Paul comparing baptism to circumcision in verses like Galatians 3:27 and Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. But most beautifully, in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, it says, we are buried together with Jesus Christ through baptism, so that as he's raised to newness of life, we may experience the newness of life in him. And so that is the glory of baptism in the New Testament, of which circumcision was only a shadow.
We love sharing the good news, and that's all we want to do is share the good news and the full truth about Jesus, what he did.
Amen.
And what he founded, and how that has persevered through history. And more than anything, I suppose, I guess, Tim, I don't know if you share this goal, but more than anything, I would hope for people to come to the Eucharist. I mean, I guess that's the end of all of this is come to Jesus in the Eucharist. We need your help to keep sharing this. I can see a whole bunch of lines open now because we haven't come to you for a few minutes to give you the number. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match that expires at the top of this hour. We have not used it. I am told that we are thousands away, at least several thousand away. We need your support now.
Oh, my goodness.
As long as you dial that phone before the top of the hour, you'll get into this to help us. Okay.
Do we have to cut it close?
Why are you doing this to me? Folks, we have about 14 open lines, and we're not there. We've got like 7 minutes. Folks, we really do need your help. We need a few thousand dollars. And I mean, right now, if we're going to make this match, please do not let this $15,000 go by the wayside. I don't think that's happened before, has it?
No, I don't believe we have.
I think we've made our match every time, but yeah, I'm telling you right now, folks, we are on the verge of not making our match.
Maybe there's somebody that could make.
Thank you. We got a few calls.
But maybe a $1,000 pledge. A couple of those will get there. Maybe somebody can do a $2,500 pledge. I think that would do it. Everybody else on the line, that would probably do it.
Folks,
thank you so much for your generous support. Really, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We hope you'll come and visit sometime and see what your money goes into. We'd love it when people come by to visit. You can come watch the show. You can visit with the apologists. And I think what you'll see is a community of people who really, really just want to serve the Lord and get the message out, because there's so much abuse of Christianity and the Christian message, so much mocking, and there's a sense of fear about proclaiming oneself a Christian, and a sense of fear about, in particular, maybe proclaiming oneself a Catholic. But we're proud to proclaim it. Christ died for us. He died to save us from our sins, and he gave himself to us in the Eucharist so that we might have communion with him and through him with the Father. It's all worth it. We just need you to support it. 888-291-8000 is the number. Let's fill up all the lines right now with just a few minutes left. 888-291-8000.
Amen, folks. One last time, 888-291-8000. My friends, I've said it before. You know, folks, those of you that know us know that we are here for you. We exist for one reason, and that is to bring people Catholic answers. Not Tim Staples' opinions, not Cy Kellett's opinions, but Catholic answers. And we are known around the world. I just recently traveled to Rome. I was at a conference with people representing 7 different countries. And my friends, I heard that over and over from folks who have very large names in the Catholic world, by the way, who said that of Catholic Answers. And my friends, we're turning to you right now for your help. Please, we have a few minutes left to meet this match. We need you right now. And I see we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 open lines at 888-291-8000. We need your help. right now, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com if it's more convenient for you, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But folks, keep calling, because I know this first hour is coming to a close. We don't know if we've made it, so I'm nervous, but give us a call at 888-291-8000. We love you. Thank you so much, all of you that have given. God bless you.
Let's bring them back to the church. Let's make sure our kids stay, and don't fall prey to all the lies that the world presents about what it is to be a human being, about what it is to live a full life. A full life is found in loving one another and loving God, and we do that through the power of the sacraments that Christ left with us. We just want to keep sharing that message. We need your help to do it. A $15,000 match, 5 minutes, well, 4.5 minutes till the top of the hour. Get that call in, please, at 888-291-8000. Let us reach this match. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That also counts. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Take you about maybe 60 seconds, maybe a minute and a half, and you'll be done. 888-291-8000. Fill up those lines now. We'd love to hear from you. 888-291-8000. More after this of your questions for Tim Staples on Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live.